This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We begin now with stories on health issues. In a moment, we'll hear arguments over whether it's time to lift a 13-year restriction on silicone gel breast implants. But first, there may be a new way to treat Alzheimer's disease. Several patients with the disease have shown signs of improvement after receiving an experimental treatment. The treatment uses antibodies to attack a protein thought to destroy brain cells. Scientists say the results are promising, if highly preliminary. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
The treatment was a type of immunoglobulin, a substance that's produced naturally in the blood. Researchers from New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center gave intravenous doses of immunoglobulin to 7 patients over 6 months. Dr. Norman Relkin, who led the study, remembers what he felt when some of the patients appeared to be improving.
Well, first, incredulity. And I have to say that having done Alzheimer's clinical trials for more than a decade, I know better than to believe my anecdotal experience. And certainly we, the caregivers, the patients, would be biased towards seeing a positive response.
But Relkin says objective mental tests confirmed what the team was seeing. Test scores got better for 6 of the 7 patients, and the remaining patient didn't get worse. The results were presented late yesterday at the American Academy of Neurology meeting in Miami. They represent the latest success using antibodies to attack a protein called beta amyloid. Researchers believe this plays a major role in Alzheimer's disease. A few months ago, German researchers reported that antibodies helped 5 Alzheimer's patients. Relkin says the initial excitement about antibodies began several years ago when studies showed they could remove beta amyloid from the brains of mice. But when researchers tested a human vaccine that stimulated the production of antibodies against beta amyloid, things went badly wrong.
Unfortunately, that approach led to fairly severe brain toxicity, inflammation in the brain that was fatal in at least 2 cases, and the trials had to be stopped.
But the antibodies did reduce beta amyloid in the brain. So researchers began looking for a safer approach. Relkin's team decided to give patients doses of a type of immunoglobulin containing the antibodies. Unlike a vaccine, this approach allowed researchers to keep the antibodies at a safe level.
We used a product which has been available for almost 30 years and is approved to treat immunologic disorders in children as well as several different types of disorders in adults. And so it has a known safety record.
The team used a product made by Baxter Bioscience, which helped pay for the study. Doctors can prescribe this product now for other conditions. But researchers say doctors shouldn't start prescribing it to Alzheimer's patients until much larger and more rigorous studies show that it works. Scientists say if antibody treatment does work, it will do much more than current drugs. Zavin Khachaturian used to direct Alzheimer's research at the National Institutes of Health.
It's a very provocative, very interesting approach because it will attack the disease very early stages.
Which could mean serious symptoms never develop. In later stages of the disease, he says, antibodies could reverse a patient's decline. But Khachaturian says patients and their family need to be aware that this is a long way off.
People have been very desperate, grabbing at straws. So any kind of positive news immediately generates these tremendous phone calls and inquiries about where they could get it, and in some cases people have been exploited.
Khachaturian says the good news is that there are several promising treatments now being tried for Alzheimer's disease.
25, 30 years ago, I mean, the disease was in the backwaters of science. Now it's one of the most exciting areas in biology, and we've made some incredible advances.
While only a few treatments are currently being tested in people, many more are showing great promise in animals. Sam Gandy is a neuroscientist who advises the Alzheimer's Association.
We've been able to develop mice with Alzheimer's and to cure the mice, and now the challenge is really to see if those cures are effective for people.
Once it would have been difficult to fund these studies, now Alzheimer's research has strong support from the government, private groups, and drug companies. John Hamilton, NPR News.
For more on Alzheimer's, including approved treatments and clinical trials, go to npr.org.